Last winter, or winter's man, we were to spend quite a few weeks talking about the sugya of Yishmael, Yisrael Yishmael. And there's much more to say on that topic. The past two Shabbos here in Shul, we were talking about the sugya of Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, why Eretz Yisrael and how Eretz Yisrael is ours. What does that mean, that Eretz Yisrael is ours? We're going to, this week, we're going to talk about the Inyan of Yishmael. It's a continuation from way back. And we're going to, Mitzvah Shem, spend a lot of time this year continuing on with this Inyan, Yishmael, Yisrael, the sugya of Eretz Yisrael, our Bailus of Eretz Yisrael, all related in Yonim. Also the Inyan of Yaakov and Esav and hopefully we'll be long in Yerushalayim before we finish discussing these things.
Amen.
But it's very much on our minds and in our hearts, and I walk around with these thoughts every minute of the day. We were talking, I'm sure those of you who were here last winter remember, that we were talking about how the koach of Yishmael is mayim, is water. Without going into all of the pratim of that, mekolos mayim rab madir mishbe yom, and last parasha, last week, the Inyan of Yishmael and his mother in the desert, and the Chemos Mayim by the Be'er Mayim by the well, and all of the events of Yishmael's life that revolve around not having water. It's connected, of course, to the Be'eros that are being excavated by the Ovis, the water, the fighting, the confusion over water. And that Yishmael, as we spent a lot of time last winter talking about, Yishmael is the Inyan of Mikolos Mayim Rabim Adirim, the powerful, powerful, uncontrollable waters of that Tumah of Yishmael, which Na'avodas Hashem, we spoke a lot about that as well, and Na'avodas Hashem is the final Nisayon before Mashiach comes. I spoke about this a little bit last week also on Shabbos, and in the yeshiva we're talking about with some of the Shiurim, the Kachol Asher al Svas Hayom, the bracha that Hashem Shbach gives to Avraham Avinu, that we're going to be like the Koich V'Hashamayim, the stars in the heavens, and we're going to be Kachol Asher al Svas Hayom. We're going to be like the sand of the shore. That means that Hashem Shbach has given Am Yisrael the ability to stop the flood of Yishmael. Yishmael, that symbolizes, not just symbolizes, but embodies both physical violence and uncontrolled physical desire, niyuf and znus, that we spoke a lot about last winter. It's the inyan of mayim. Remember that mayim is chesed, is ahav, is love. But when it's not controlled, when it goes out of all borders like a tsunami, like a flood, that's the inyan of Yishmael. And it says in Pasuk, we spoke about last Shabbos morning, Asher Samti Gvul Layom, that Hashem Yisboch gave us a bracha that we will be Kachol Asher Al Svas Hayom, that we will be like the sand upon the shore. And we were wondering, what kind of a bracha is that? It doesn't seem to be a chash of a bracha like the stars of the heavens, that we understand. But what's the bracha of Kachol Asher Al Svas Hayom? So based upon the Kleyakra by the Akedah, we were learning how this is the bracha that somehow, as a people, as a nation, we are going to stop the flood of Yishmael. We're going to stop the waters of Yishmael. As individuals, each and every one of us has the koach as individuals to fight against the flood of that niyuv, of that filth, much of which, of course, is taking place as a result of the technology that's available in chulu v'chulu v'chulu. And the koach to be mezgabra on that, which is which is the, symbolized by the description that we have of Mashiach coming as Oni Roichev Alachamor, as a poor man who'll come riding in on the donkey. And what we were learning last Shabbos was that the Maral teaches us that the inyan of being Roichev Alachamor, remember that the donkey is the chamor is choimer, is physical matter, physicality. That's the inyan of Yishmael, the Maim Rabbim. Oni roichev lechamor, because we see by Yishmael, by the Akeid, it says, Atam shvu lechem poem hachamor, that Avraham Avinu says, Atam shvu lechem poem hachamor, v'ani v'anar ne'elcha ad koi, that Yishmael is called, Amadoyim lechamor, is called a donkey. And Yishmael wasn't allowed to come up to the mountain, to that very same mountain that Yishmael claims that there's a status quo. The status quo is shvu lechem poem hachamor. That's the status quo. Shvulach hampoy machamor. Vani vanar, Avraham Avinu says, an I in Yitzchak, nelcha ad koy. Shvulach hampoy machamor. That koach, to save not only ourselves from Yishmael, but to save the entire world. You have to understand that when Netanyahu, even though he's not Shomer Mitzvahs, but when Netanyahu is fighting against this inyan of Yishmael, or representing our fight against Yishmael, that that's not just coming from that Jew's head or from his love for Am Yisrael, which of course he has, but that's not the makor of all that's happening right now. The rest of the world seems prepared to allow Yishmael to wash over all of civilization. And only the Jewish people are the last ones in the world to say, "V'samti chol gvul layom," that there's a gvul, to place a border, to stop this, to put an end to this, to put an end to this. So let's talk about the end of this, okay? Let's talk about the end of this. The Zohar Kodesh, in Chelik Beis, Kuf Mem Beis, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the day of Hoshana Rabbah is a Yom HaDin. That Hoshana Rabbah is a day of judgment, is Yom HaDin. And not only is it Yom HaDin, but according to the Zohar Kodesh and the Ari, Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar HaChasima, not Yom Kippur. The Gemar HaChasima is also an Indian by Zayis Chanukah. We're not going to talk, Mitzvah, we'll get closer to the Yontif, we'll talk more about that. But Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar HaChasima that the Zohar teaches us, that until Hoshana Rabbah, the kvitlach were not the dinim, the judgments, the final judgments were not yet brought by the malachim, were not yet taken yet to be carried out l'maisa. And until Hoshana Rabbah, and including the day of Hoshana Rabbah, we have the ability to daven that there should be a Lekroa Gzar Dinenu, to tear up any Gzar Din. And therefore we find that in the Yerushalmi, in Rosh Hashanah, the Hoshana Rabbah is called Yom Tefillah, a day of very strong davening. In Pnimius HaTorah, the day of Hoshana Rabbah is probably the strongest day for davening the entire year, Hoshana Rabbah. It's called Yom Tefillah. And it's compared to Rosh Hashanah. The Yerushalmi brings the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Va'osi yom yom yidroshim." It says, "And you will seek me yom yom." Twice it says yom, yom yom, and the Yerushalmi learns yom yom tkiya va'arava. Fascinating. There are 2 days that are the most powerful days to seek me, Hashem says, meaning to daven. Dirshu means to seek. Yidroshim, to seek. The 2 most powerful days, Hashem says, through the Navi Yeshaya, to seek me, to look for me, to daven to me. Va'osi yom yom yidroshu, the Yerushalmi says, tkiya, that's Rosh Hashanah, of course. Va'arava. Arava is what? Hoshana Rabbah. Tkiya va'arava. So, what is that? And many, many, many over the year have asked me this, and we've spoken about it different times what hasn't been finished on Yom Kippur? What is this inyan of the kvittel, a good kvittel, that the din is not finished on Yom Kippur? It continues on really till Zayis Chanukah, but the Ikar Zayis Shana Rabbah. What is that? And what is the special koach of tefillah? What is this drisha, yom yom yidroshim, that in Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah, yidroshim to seek, to ask for, to daven for? Now you all know that the Svarim tell us, and we've spoken about this many times, Kedushas Levi, all the Svarim talk about this, that the tahara, the purification that takes place, Yom Kippur, the tshuva of Yom Kippur, is of course a tshuva meyira. It comes from fear. The Yimei Hadin, the pachad, the fear. The tshuva is a tshuva of yira that is rooted in fear of Hashem. But Sukkos, you know, that the tshuva is a tshuva me'ahav. The simcha, the joy of Sukkos, is the tshuva me'ahav. Even though Yontiv has passed and we bench Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but we need to understand, and this is where we were really up to last year, we need to understand, according to what we learned, you might remember, the melchama that we have through the Yemei Hadin of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the melchama that we have is against the Saro Shel Esav. I'm assuming that you do remember, those who have been, were here remember. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, the avoda of the Seir, La Azazel, remember the Seir is Esav, that's this week's parasha. The Seir is Esav. I'm not going to review all that we learned. We spent a lot of time on this. The din of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which Chazal speak about in many places, is that din that is taking place in the struggle between Am Yisrael and Esav. And finally, by Yom Kippur, when the Seir La'azazel is thrown off the mountain, that expulsion of the Seir La'azazel is the symbol of our victory over that klipa, that tumah, that filth that Esav brings into our lives. Whatever that is, remember Esav is the Nin of Esha, fire. We're not going to go into that. We spoke about that a lot. It's not for now. But that's the removal of Esav from our lives. The tshuva, El Shalom Yom Kippur, concludes on Yom Kippur with the Seir La'azazel, that klipa of the Seir La'azazel being removed from our lives of Esav, who is the Seir Esav. And the whole inyan of this parasha, that Yaakov and Esav are born as twins, and you know that the Seir La'Shem and the Seir La'azazel is Yaakov and Esav, and therefore, they also have to be, like the Mishnah says, they have to be the exact same size, they look the same. And the biur, the clarification that Hashem loves as Yaakov Ahavti ves Esav Saneisi, that clarification of Ata Bechatonu, is on Yom Kippur, when the Nozri is thrown off the mountain, and Yaakov Avinu, the Seir La'Shem, is brought into Beis HaMikdash. That's the biur of Rosh Yom Kippur. Again, this is still a little bit of Chazor. That's what we were talking about last year. However, we still have to contend with Yishmael. The biru of the klipa of Yishmael takes place on Sukkos. That's where we were up to last winter. The biru takes place on Sukkos. That klipa of Yishmael that needs to be removed from our lives, that we're fighting with. Now you know that the Ikar Avaida of Sukkos is connected to water. But the Abaminim come from the water, and the Inyan of the Sukkah, and where it comes from, the Schach. And the Ikar, the Chag Nidoinen Al HaMayim. The Chag Nidoinen Al HaMayim, that the judgment of mine. That's why we say, the judgment of Sukkos is Al HaMayim. That's the Avodah. Shavta Mayim B'Sosmi, Mayna HaYeshua. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Shivas HaMayim, the Nisach HaMayim. That's the Simcha of Sukkos. And therefore, since we have learned that the klip of Yishmael is ma'im, is water, chesed, meaning the inyan of going out but breaking down all borders. You see, now the world is being flooded with refugees from Syria and from other places of the Yishmaelim. The Yishmaelim themselves are not accepting them, or very few places. I mean, Turkey, some, but often klali, the migration that's taking place, the waters of Yishmael are spreading out all over Europe. The waters are spreading out all over Europe. And there's still quite a bit of time to this president is in office, and if we're up to him, the floodgates would be opened here as well. The milchama against Yishmael takes place, the din with Yishmael takes place by the Yontiv of Sukkot. Hagar and Yishmael. Hagar, Chazal see as the shivcha, as the maidservant, who is trying to replace the gevirta, Sari Yemenu. She's the impostor, the mother of Yishmael. Without getting to the subject, whether she did tshuva, didn't do tshuva, it's not important for now. We spoke a lot about Hagar and Yishmael. How Hagar and Yishmael found a place in the house of Avraham Avinu, there's a hashgacha pratis that we're still suffering from. The last day of Sukkot is Hashana Rabba. And therefore, there's a very, very great battle that takes place on Hashana Rabba. Yom Yom Yidroishun. It's a very great battle. Yom Yom Yidroishun, the ikur of those 2 days of the Yom Tkir, Rosh Hashanah, is the Mulcham against Esav. That's the Mulcham against Esav, Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That's the Mulcham against Esav. Yom Yom Yidroishun, Hashana Rabba, Yom HaRoveh, is the Mulcham, is the Yom HaDrisha, the Yom HaTfilah, that we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us from the Mayim HaZeidonim, from the floodwaters of the filth of Yishmael and the violence of Yishmael. The Mayim HaZeidonim, the Mayim Rabim Adirim of Yishmael. And that's why we have a remarkable mitzvah on the day of Hashana Rabba, which is called in Chazal Yom HaArava. The mitzvah of Hashana Rabba is Netilas HaArava, is to take the Arava. Now the Torah calls the Aravas Arve Nachal. That's what they're called in the Torah. I believe it's called in English willows, right? The Arve Nachal. The reason they're called Arve Nachal is because Aravas grow by Nachlemayim. They grow by the water. Therefore they're called Arve Nachal. From all of the Arba Minim, the connection between the Arava and water is the strongest and the clearest. From all of the Arba Minim. The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Dalet says, Arve Nochal HaGedelois Al HaNachal. That Arve Nochal that grow by the stream, by the river, Al HaNachal. Prat L'Tzavtzefa HaGedelo Ben Ahorim. The Gemara is talking about a min of a type of Arava that's called a Tzavtzefa, that grows in the mountains, and the question about whether they're kosher or they're not kosher, that's what the Gemara is dealing with. And the Gemara there brings the Pasuk in Yecheskel Yudzayin, Kach almayim rabim Tzavtzefa samoy, Kach almayim rabim Tzavtzefa samoy. The Gemara says, Mayim nihu, what does it mean? What are we talking about, Mayim rabim? And the Gemara says, Arava. That means that the source of the Arava, the source of the Arava, or the Hashanahs that we call, but the source of the Arava is Mayim Rabim, from a place where there's much water. And the Aravas need much water. They come from a place of Mayim Rabim. Koch al Mayim Rabim Tzavtzefos Somai. Mayinihu. What does it mean? What does it mean? Al Mayim Rabim. The Tzavtzefa is an Arava. What does it mean? Al Mayim Rabim. Arava. The Svarim say that the word Tzavtzefa, which is a type of Arava, is a Lashon of Tzipisa LeYeshua, of longing and waiting for redemption. And the remez that is hidden here in this Pasuk and this Gemara is that on Sukkot the Jewish people are Metzapim Umiyachlim, we're longing and we're hoping and we're begging Hashem to take away this Koach of the Mayim Rabim Adirim from our lives, to remove the Tumah of Yishmol from our lives, to give us the ability to overcome Yishmol, who are called Mayim Rabim. And the Arava grows Al Mayim Rabim. That's how it's identified as Arve Nochal Agra Al Mayim Rabim. You want to say something? I'm going to talk about it in a minute. So, we can understand that nowadays, without the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of taking the Arava and the Shana Rabba is, of course, we're not talking about a deraisa. It's called Seichel HaMikdash. It's in memory of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rishonim already talk about, and they ask, why is it then, if it's just Seichel HaMikdash, why does the Dafka have to be on Shana Rabba? And we make this whole big thing, the whole big yontiv of Shana Rabba. If it's Seichel HaMikdash, it could be any day of Sukkot. It have to be Dafka, the last day of Sukkot. There's no chiluk. If it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, we want to remember the Mikdash, so we can take the Arava any day of Sukkot. But Al Pi the Mekubalim, and what we're learning right now, based upon the Zohar Kodesh and the Kisvei Ari, it's understood that the last day, the Chasima of Sukkot, the Chosem, Hoshana Rabbah, which is the day of Yoim Yoim Yedroishon, Yom Tkiyah and Yom Arava, that throughout the entire Yontiv of Sukkot, all of the days of Sukkot, and all the hakafis that we're making throughout the week of Sukkot, is to break down that wall of Yishmol, to break down that tumor of the Mayim Rabim, to build up the Kachol Asher al Svas Hayom, to build up the Koiches of Am Yisrael, to fight against the Koch of Yishmol. And that goes on throughout the entire week. And Davke, of course, the last day of Sukkot is the Toik of HaMulchama. The end is the final front. It's the last battle. Is the end of Sukkot, which is Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would go around the Mizbeach with the Arava. They would put down the Lulav, the Esrog. They went around the Mizbech 7 times. On Yom Ha'arav, on Hoshana Rabbah, they went around the Mizbech 7 times. Ad Kedekach, this is so important that the Gemara tells us that the mitzvah of Arav was Doicha Shabbos. Without going into any pratim, any details of the halacha right now, but the mitzvah of Arav, that it should be on the 7th day, is Doicha Shabbos. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was Doicha Shabbos. In other words, they did this even on Shabbos, to make 7 hakafis, with Arava, just with Arava, to make 7 hakafis. So it's very, very clear, based upon the Mekubalim, what we learn from the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's very clear that the climax of the war against Yishmael is the 7th day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Yom Yom Yidroishim, a powerful day of davening. It's the chasima, the end of the chag, where the judgment of water takes place. Water means Yishmael. Water means Mayim Rabim. And it's the Mayim Rabim of the Arvei Nachal versus the Mayim Rabim of Yishmael that's taking place. And that confrontation on Hoshana Rabbah. Why Davka the Arava? Now, you know that of the Arba Minim, the Arava doesn't have a tam and doesn't have a reyach. It doesn't have a taste and it doesn't have a smell. The Arava is that min which is a bezuyin ashvela. It's the lowest of all the Arba Minim. It's the lowest of the Arba Minim. It corresponds to Yishmael, which is an Uma Bezuya Ushvela. That's in this week's parasha. We spoke about it a lot last year and the year before. how Yishmael is not an emes malchus. Remember? It's not really a malchus. Therefore, it's not, we don't have five malchias. Remember, the fourth malchus is the malchus of Edom, of Esav. And Yishmael is the end of Esav. That's why at the end, before Mashiach comes, what's happening is right now that Esav and Yishmael are getting together. That's what's happening now. And so I spoke about last year that the President of the United States is Esav and Yishmael. One side he comes from Yishmael, and the other side he comes from Esav. And this shituf that's taking place between the East and the West that we've been talking a lot about, this shituf pu'ula, where the Western world, where America, that represents the Western world, has signed together with Yishmaelim, which is the tachlis, is openly spoken about, openly discussed, and discussed. It's befehesia that the tachlis is to destroy, God forbid, to destroy the Jewish people, and that's to destroy Eretz Yisrael and the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's not a secret. That's openly. They say it openly. Not when they get together in Vienna, instead they say it when they talk Mamalash, and that's all they talk about. And they're very open and they're very honest about that the Tachlis is Yerushalayim. Tachlis is Yerushalayim. And Tel Aviv and Haifa and everywhere else. It's the Tachlis. It's not light bulbs, whatever they do. It's to destroy Am Yisrael. It's Neged Hashem or Mashiachim. It's against Am Yisrael and Mashiach Hashem. It's against the Gula and so on. Therefore, the Arava is the lowest of the Abaminim, because the Arava is the symbol of the Milchama that we have with the Umma Bzuya Shfela. It's not a Malchus. It's a bunch of tribes. It's not a Malchus. There's no Malchus. They never had a Malchus. We spoke a lot about that. It's not a Malchus. It's the whole thing is covered, Indian of covered, of Sheker, Meduma. It's a Dimion of covered. It's a dimion of covet. It's not an emes of malchus. There's no real malchus in Yishmael. They have no real malchus. There's no such thing as a malchus of Yishmael. And also the arava of Hoshana Rabbah is different from the arava of the lulav. This is an interesting discussion in halacha. Again, we're not going to go into the problem of halacha. If a person doesn't have hashanas, is he allowed to just take out his aravas from the lulav? Obviously, that's not to be done the chatchila, whether it could be done b'deavad. It's not important to go into right now. But there are different dinim, there are different halachas. The arava that we tie together with the lulav, which is the arava of kedusha of Am Yisrael, that arava that we tie with the lulav, the din is that if most of the leaves fall off the arava, that's the one that's with the lulav. If most of the leaves fall off, the arava is possible. Masha'ini came the arava of Hoshana Rabbah. If it has one leaf, it's still kosher. If it has even one leaf, it's kosher. Since the mitzvah, or the koach of the mitzvah of the arava on Hoshana Rabbah is against the klipa bezuya of Yishmael, it's enough if there's one leaf, even one leaf that's left after the clapping. If there's even one leaf that's left, it's still called an arava. Now, what Yemi mentioned before, of course, is very clear and very obvious. The name of the plant is that it's an arava. We're coming up soon to the parish of Mechiras Yosef, which we're still suffering from. And the brothers said, "Luchu mkerenu liYishmaelim. Let us go and sell Yosef to the Yishmaelim." Unklus translates Yishmaelim laAravaye, to Arabs, laAravaye. We understand that Arava is in the word Aravi. It's the same word, Arava and Aravi. An Arab and Arava. All of the tefillas of Hoshana Rabbah, which I don't have time, but if you go through the Machzor and you look through the tefillas of Hoshana Rabbah, the most amazing tefillas, all the tefillas about the mayim, about the water, Meschanim alei mayim, Karovim al yivle mayim, No zochalon nisu chamayim v'hishienu elakei yishenu. All the crying and the screaming is not just that we should have enough water to drink, all enough water for to live. All of the crying and screaming, besides, of course, the water that we need to live, all of that is hoishienu elakei yishenu from the waters of Yishma. The tefillas of Yom HaTefillah, of Yom Yom Yidroshim. And therefore, the whole inyan of Chavitas HaArava, of smacking the Arava. Of beating the Arava. We don't have such an Avaida. The closest we have is for Esav is when we, with the Graga, when we, Fahaman, where we clap Fahaman. That's Esav. The inyan of Purim, of course, is Esav. The Ikra of Purim is Esav. The inyan of Amalek, the noise of Purim. But to have such a strange mitzvah of Chavitas HaArava, of beating the Arava, smacking the Arava. An hakpada that the Mekubalim have, that every single person in the family should have an Arava. Should have Hoshanas, not just the father, but that everybody should have Hoshanas. My mother, I remember already from the beginning of Sukkot, would say to my father, don't forget to bring the Hoshanas for me. Don't forget. He never ever forgot. But she would always say, don't forget the Hoshanas. That my father said, no, you can't get the Hoshanas yet. It's not. I said, but don't forget to get the Hoshanas. This was like an Indian that she saw in the home. The Hoshanas. And believe me, my mother doesn't understand the word that she says in the whole thing of the Machzor. She doesn't understand what she's saying. But don't forget the Hoshanas. The Indian of Chavitas HaRava, of course, goes back to what we read recently in Chumash, what we read in the Torah. When Hagar is sent away from the house of Avram Avinu, so she ran out of water. Yishmael almost dies, doesn't have what to drink. She throws Yishmael under a bush. She's Mesiyash. V'atashlech es hayelet tachas achat hasichem. V'atashlech es hayelet. Doesn't even put him down. Zivashta. She throws. V'atashlech es hayelet tachas achat hasichem. Under achat hasichem. A bush. V'atelech v'ateshev lo mineged. Harche kimetachavei hakeshes. So she went, interesting, the distance is the distance that an arrow could be shot. And we spoke about the Cherev and the Keshes, and the Indian of Esav, the Cherev and the Keshes is Yishmael. Some of you that were here remember that. So here the Torah says that she went to sit that distance of an arrow being shot because she didn't want to see the baby dying. And after she was Messiah, surely she gave up hope. The Malach, of course, came. We wish he didn't, but the Malach did come. Vayomer Malach Hagar, Al Tiri, Ki Shom Elokim Es Kol Hanar Basher Husha. What are you afraid, Hagar? Hashem has heard Es Kol Hanar, the crying of the child, Yishmael, Basher Husham, from where he is. Rashi, you all know. Lefi, he's only being judged according to his behavior right now, who he is now, but he wasn't being judged for what Yishmael was going to do in the future. Because the Malachi Hasharis had a taina to Hashem. And they said, Rabbi Shalom, Misha osed zaro lahamiz banecha batzama. The one who in the future, the Yishmaelim, are going to try to kill the Jewish people batzama through thirst. Atamala loy be'er. You're making a miracle to bring up water from a non-existent well. Vuhum Hashivam. And Hashem answers, the angels. Achshav mahu tzadik or rasha. Right now, is he a tzadik or is he a rasha? Amul tzadik. Tzadik means that bedin. Tzadik, but he doesn't deserve to die. So Amul lahem. So Hashem says to the malachim, lifi ma'isav shel achshav ani donai. I'm only judging according to who he is now. Zeh ba'asher hu sham. And that's the meaning of ba'asher hu sham. So the mother was already misyayish. In other words, he's already in the category of a baketola, somebody who no longer has any hope to live at this point. There was a miracle that saved him. And Hoshana Rabba, Jews smack the Arava, and we throw the Arava. The minig is, when it's possible, obviously downstairs is not possible, but the minig is to throw it, like by the Mizbeach, to throw it on top of the Aron. The Indian of the Arava and the clap that we give to the Arava and Hoshana Rabba is the conclusion of our tefillahs, of our davening, of all of Sukkos. That Hashem Yisboch should help us to overcome the Arvoi, the Arab. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember when we throw the Arabas. Now here you have something that we use for a mitzvah. We use for a mitzvah. Now, generally, we have tremendous respect for mitzvahs. And we treat everything that we use for a mitzvah with the most respect. That's how Jews are. That's how we treat mitzvahs. And the strange thing about the Arava, so everybody's looking for an Arava, everybody finds nice Hoshanas, only to beat them senseless. And then to throw them away. But tashlech hasayela tachas achad hasichem, to throw the Arve Nochal of Hoshana Rabba, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the emes is, Rabbi Yisrael, you remember a long time ago that even his own mother threw him away, tachas achad hasichem, threw him by a bush. And you remember that his mother already was Messiah. And Hashem, you remember that the only reason that you saved his life is ba'asher hu sham, because b'shas ma'isa, back then, it was a long time ago, b'shas ma'isa with Hagar, he didn't deserve to die. So Chevra, now, Hoshana Rabba, we just went through a little while ago, and it's Tovshin Ayin Vav. So what's the ba'asher hu sham now? Today is the yard site of what happened of the Jews who were murdered in Har Nof last year. Today is the yard site, this Shabbos, today. The ba'asher hu sham now. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this Hoshana Rabba, Arurim heim ha-rishoyim. The rishoyim that are the Mayim Rabim, the Aravoi, the Aravis, that are terrorizing the entire world. They go into a Jewish home on a Friday night and slit little babies, little children's throats. That stab innocent people, Jews and Lahavdil, Goyim. So the hisoirus that takes place through clapping their ravis and throwing them away, or to put them by the oren to say to Kadosh Baruch, you see where it says Dalif Nemiato Emet, you see where it says Shevisa Shemegdis Omet. We also have something we would like you to remember. You want us to remember certain things? We're asking. We remember you. We would like you to remember something. We would like you to remember the Aravis, the Aravoi, the Makolas Maim Rabim, the floodwaters that are destroying the world, the filth, the tumah of Znus, of Niuf, of Pritzis, which is the Midah of Yishmael, of Chesed, of Chesed that is without boundary, without control, that is destroying so many marriages, so many homes, so many lives. according to the Arizal, the Chavitas Ha'arava has to take place davka on the floor. You see Jews that don't, that a lot of the Ashkenazim, they just do it on a chair or someplace on a table. He's supposed to do davka on the floor. I'll be there. And davka five times, because the five gevuras, without going into any of the Kabbalah things, but it's people that they keep on clapping at them. You have to like to pull them away. It's supposed to be five times. There's a specific amount. It doesn't make a difference whether you got all the leaves off or not. After five, the gevuras are finished. And it's supposed to be davka on the ground, which is the Ekev, which is Ikfus of the Mashiach, which is where Yishmael, which is the lowest of all nations, is davka bekarka, the klipa of Yishmael, that's the shiflus, that should be offer tachas our heels, that, to make into offer dirt under the heels of Am Yisrael, davka on the karka, that results is on the floor. So now we understand all of the bakoshes on Hashanah Rabbah, all of the crying and davening on Hashanah Rabbah for water, and the whole din of Mayim. Because Yishmael is the Mayim Haroim of the world. That's what Yishmael is. And therefore, by Hashanah Rabbah, when we're finished with the tefillas, with the Arba Minim, we put down the lulav and the esrog, we put it down respectfully and gently. We put down the lulav and esrog, and then we take the arava and the special tefillas that we say, and the hirotzen that we say, on Yom HaArava, the day that's called Yom HaArava, with this golus, which the Rabbi Chaim Italo, we saw at the beginning, is a golus, kosher, is the most bitter golus at the end. Esav moving into Yishmael, and this combination between Esav and Yishmael. That which Netanyahu said, which he overstated a little bit, it looks like, but I'm not a historian, but I mentioned this last week, but what he said to the he wasn't speaking to the, he was speaking to, the, I think, to the World Zionist Congress, I'm not sure what he was speaking to Jews, he was talking to Jews, and he said about the Mufti, Yimach Shemo, that the Mufti of Yerushalayim, that he was the one that suggested to Hitler, Yimach Shemo, the final solution. There is no question that he was a major, major agitator and player in all of that. There's no question. But it does seem that historically that Hitler came up with that before. The Mufti was not mechadish that. He wasn't mechadish it. But the point that Netanyahu made was definitely a true point. That Shutfus of Yishmael and Esav, that meeting between Hitler and Yimach Shemo, and the only world dignitary who he took to show, who was taken to see the crematory, to see the concentration camps with his own eyes. Hitler didn't stop take other people for tours over there. But he knew that his partner would have nachas from seeing that. And we now have new documents. There are many, many documents that we have now, that are available now, about what the Mufti's role was in the Holocaust, particularly the effort that he was making to try to rush the Nazis to come to North Africa and to Eretz Yisrael, which only bedach Neis Golui, that the Nazis didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. The plan was what they did in Poland, they were going to do in Eretz Yisrael. That was all with the instigation and the cooperation of the Yishmaelim. To this day, the Mufti is considered by the his picture is up in Palestinian schools. He was a relative of Arafat; they were cousins, and he is venerated in the Arab world to this day. He was a Sonny Yisrael of the first of the highest order, a Sonny Yisrael. A Sonny Yisrael whose interest was not in the Al-Aqsa, was not in the Harabayas, but his interest was to see to it that every Jew in the world would be eliminated, and to do whatever he was able to do to prevent any Jews from coming, from surviving and being able to come to Eretz Yisrael. This is the tefillah that we say with the Arava, and what we're davening for with everything else. And the Shana Rabbah Tanha Emunim, Hashem answer those, this is what we say with Rav, answer those who believe in you. Shayfchim l'chalev kamayim. We're pouring our hearts out like water. V'yishiyana. And a lot of people, especially in modern times, who have no problem with their plumbing, are wondering, like, what's going on with the water? So everybody thinks, well, you know, when it's a swell, it's harder. But it's hard for us to relate to all of these tefillahs for water. Most people have diet soda in their refrigerator, and water is already like, you know, that's for lo yutzlach's water, or for people who are running in marathons or something. Water, what's this whole big thing with water? Okay, so Netz Yisrael, Pashas, of course we always have to daven very strong. There was a big simcha last week, there was a downpour in Netz Yisrael. The tefillahs of Tana, Munim, Shoichim, you just look through the tefillahs when you get home, look through the machzor and look and see inside all the tefillahs of Hashanah. It's in the Siddur. Look at the tefillahs of Hashanah Rabbah. Shoichim l'chalev kamayim v'yishiyana, save us and rescue us. Tanim is chanim ki v'yishim alemayim v'yishiyana, all of the tefillahs. So now we can come back to the Yerushalmi and we understand. V'yisi yoyim yoyim yidroishun. That there are 2 days of the year, in particular, where you must seek me. You must daven to me. And the Yerushalmi says, Yom Tekiyah v'yom Arava. It's the day of the Shofar, and Yom Arava, it's Rosh Hashanah and Hashanah Rabbah. Because these are the 2 days that Amarame is to Gulosim Shi Yisrael. If you look at the Psukim that we read, that the Baal Tefillah, the Baal Tekiyah says before blowing Shofar, Yad bra'amam tachteinu. Like, what is it with the shofar? Our enemies, we should crush them under our feet. All the tefillahs of the shofar, and even the shteves by the Yeratzans of Krasotten, I mean, if you look in the Machzor by Shana, by Tkir shofar, to destroy our enemies. It's all one hemshech. Esav and Yishmael. The joy of Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban writes about this in his Drosh Rosh Hashanah, which says in Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem u'b'mo'adeichem u'b'roshei chadsheichem u'tkart chatzroitzes. The tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah is a symbol of chayrus, of being free. Just like the slaves by Yovel, that's the tkiyah of Yom Kippur at the end. But the tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah is a tkiyah of kibbutz golias. The truest, the sound of the truer, tkiyah is always a sound of joy, of simcha. It's the sound of kibbutz golias, of Jews coming back. The truest, of course, the sound of da-da-da-da, those truers are a symbol of our tzaras. We begin the Yom Neroim, we begin Rosh Hashanah with the tkiyahs, the shvarim and the truest and the tkiyah. We end Yom Kippur with a tkiyah pshuta, with a simple tkiyah, which is the inyan of the joy that we have of being redeemed. Being redeemed on some level, however that is, being redeemed from Esav, from the Seir LaAzazel, that's the tkiyah, the chayrus, the blowing of the shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, that one blast of the tkiyah. The tzara of Esav, which is the end, Edom, which is the end of the Arba Malchiyas. And then we turn to the Yontif of Sukkot. After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we turn to Sukkot. And we have the Tomb of Yishmael to work on during Sukkot. And for that Hashem gave us this very mysterious Yontif of Hashanah Rabbah, Yom Ha'arava, which is to complete the work of Yom HaTkiyah. And be able to overcome the truer, the terrible tzara of Yishmael, that we should be able to be megali ready, v'ruach elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim. Which Chazal say, ruach elokim, at the very beginning, ruach elokim rachefes al pnei hamayim, is a ruach hapeinu Mashiach Hashem. Because the last meniyah, the last thing that's in the way of Mashiach coming, is this koach of Yishmael at the end of time. It's the last thing that's in the way. Is this koach of Yishmael, the znus, the niyuf, the preachers of the the smartphones, the iPhones, the technology, which is the Inyan of Yishmael. That, I'm not saying the technology b'chlal, that's used for things that are important, for people to make a living and so on. I'm talking about the other side, the other way that the technology is being used and the effect that it's having upon our community. I don't mean just the five towns, I mean everywhere Jews are. That we don't know b'der hateva how to overcome this tumor. But we can't be misyayish. Asher samti chol gvul ayam. Hashem has given the Jewish people the koach to stand strong and to fight against this tidal wave of Yishmael, to destroy Yishmael. The whole world doesn't understand this, and we have to be the ones. In the end, that's what's going to be. In the end, of course, what's going to happen is that we're going to have to destroy the nuclear reactors there. We're going to have to fight ourselves. And as it happened, even President Reagan, who now everybody knows is a big tzaddik, I liked him. He's a nice guy. He's a very, very good storyteller. And he was a very warm person, and much of his politics was certainly better than the other stuff that's been served up for the last century or two. But he was very angry when we blew up the nuclear reactor in Iraq. He was very, very angry. Afterwards, with Hussein, so then everybody sticks a shkoyach, shkoyach, shkoyach. So, ain lano amil leishayin, ela alavinu shebishamayim. And that's what I've been talking about these past few weeks, that at the end of the day, it's Am Levadad Yishkan. It's a nation that dwells alone. And when Netanyahu was shaking his head 2 weeks ago and saying that you're on a different planet, he said to the guy from BBC, that you're just a different planet. It's a different planet. We can't go on with this conversation. This is a different planet. Yeah. We're talking about good and evil. This is Poshet. The world doesn't get it. The world doesn't get it. And only we get it. Mitzvah Shomi Shibizaycha to see. Ooh, it's going to be a Yom HaRava. It's going to be Labor Day with HaRavas. Then Hashem will let us do more than five times. It'll be a big clap. It'll be a big clap. And then the whole world will say, Ashreichem, Ashreichem, Shkoyach. We didn't understand. You were right, Taki. Sorry. You were right. We should be Zoichet to see it. It should be Mehav Yamein Omein. Omein.
Anybody left to say Shkoyach? Because they'll all be overrun over there in Europe.
Yeah, they'll go to...